Hey folks, if you're new here, welcome to the second season of Fuck Therapy. My name's Rob Cott. I hang out with TikTok influencer Jamie Ryder, asking him questions and getting curious around the unconventional work he does in hardcore character growth and trauma therapy. Last season, I learnt about narcissism and some of the stories of the people that Jamie's helping out. This season, Jamie and me are exploring the subject of physical health. This first episode, as per usual, is me finding out what is health and fitness.
Welcome to Confessions of Robert, while Jamie's sitting across from him. This is the beginning of our season two. Jamie's always been slow on computers and phones. It's a bit embarrassing just being in his presence when he's on technology.
Siri, what's the best way to hide a dead body?
Always got to start off with a laugh. Fortunately, we don't have a camera in here, so you couldn't see the face that Jamie just pulled.
I'm trying to turn my volume down on this thing and it's not working. Yeah.
You should just put it on silent mode.
That's what I'm trying to do. Okay, I've proved the point that, I don't have a fucking clue when it comes to technology.
Hey, friends, welcome to another podcast. We are in season two. Jamie, we're in season two.
I love the fact we're in season two. Season one was such a hit. I got some amazing feedback, so congratulations to you for the editing. The great man strikes again.
No, and congratulations to you for being such a good host and delivering that content. So at the end of the last podcast, our last little catch-up chat, a very short episode, we talked about doing...
I had a lot of fun doing that.
You did?
Yeah.
I hated it.
Okay, so just catching you up on the vibe between Rob and I.
Yes, the actual relationship behind the fake relationship we have on the podcast. So at the end of the last podcast, we definitely talked about delving into something positive.
Absolutely.
And I think that health and fitness is something that is of interest to me. And I know that you've done some...
You hide it well.
No, within I'll tell you why it's interesting. Because I was telling Jamie before that I don't do a lot of physical activity. Well, I guess I don't do a lot of exercise. Like, I don't go out to actually exercise. You know, I've never really thought about how I spend my energy, but physically, how I physically spend my energy.
Well, one way is that you don't stop.
Don't stop.
No.
No.
Like, you just continually move, and that continual movement is an amazing foundation. But then you throw in at the extreme sports where it takes incredible bursts of energy. Right. But the other side of it, in addition to that, which is so critical, is you fuel the rig properly. So when I talk about fueling the rig, it's about the body. You put the right amount of fuel. You eat clean. You eat good food. Mm-hmm. For probably the reason being is you just enjoy it. You like the taste of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's not something that you actually have to work hard at. You just enjoy eating that way. Mm. But so you're fueling the rig, you're getting the exercise, you do high bursts of things, you don't stop, but you also have the number one ingredient.
It's coming to me. It's not coming to me. I have the number one ingredient because I want to do it.
Passion is massive. Yep, absolutely.
Right.
But the number one ingredient to everything is mindset.
Okay, right.
Right. So you have to push and you have to push hard. Mm-hmm. Right. In order to push and push hard, in order to commit, in order to have resilience, to get up and go again, in order to dedicate yourself to that discipline, to that, you know, meal plan, to, you know, the big picture, the one thing that drives that is mindset. So intertwined into health and fitness is mindset.
Okay. We can't go down that rabbit hole.
We're not going to go. Well, it's going to be a link through it.
Okay. Because I feel like there's a base, we need to create a base of what physical interaction looks like, what physical interaction is, so that you can define it.
Sure.
Okay. So in my mind, it's like, what does healthy physical activity look like?
Yeah. What does it look like? It looks different to each and every single person. That's the first thing I want to pick up on. So recently we've done a 30-day challenge and we've run people through things and we've set up a beginner's program and an intermediate program.
And we, as in you started with your TikTok supporters.
I started it with the TikTok supporters and instantly partnered with Nikki, who is a competitive physique model.
Right.
And Nikki, I apologize in advance if I've actually got your category wrong, and I know you'll belt me for it later, but just so people understand that that's the line of, you know, she's a highly dedicated, highly successful businesswoman who competes in this space. So I brought her in to talk about the nutrition and the exercise programs. And I predominantly focused on the mindset components to tie all of that in to bring it together. So the program was about helping people shift their life. You know, how do you create shift in life? It's easy to do these 30-day programs where you go, we have an exercise component, a nutrition component. You know, so many people fall off the bandwagon and they don't have the tools to actually keep getting back up. Well, one of the things we were doing is it doesn't matter that you keep falling over. It wasn't day one, we do this, day two, we do this, day three. It was actually quite loose. Right. The reason it was loose is we were teaching them so much more than to just follow a program, because they needed to read the information. They needed to digest the information. They needed to construct certain components of it. You know, they needed to understand things that they'd never understood before. They needed to push at times where they were used to giving up. The aim of it is to have an introduction to reality, an introduction to what does, you know, healthy activity look like, and what are all the moving components? Because I think people don't truly understand it. You know, they quite often, there's quite often a reason why people get into it. So either they have poor health, right? Or alternative, they go, I want to lose weight, right? And these are people coming into these programs. Other people go, I want to build muscle, right? I want to run faster. I want to swim faster. I want to jump higher. There's so many different moving parts. So it is a very broad question. But the idea of the 30-day program and who we were pitching it to were people that this isn't part of their normal life. Or it once was, but they've moved away from it and they're going, I don't know where to start now.
Mm. And why? Why? So tell me the story of where the 30-day challenge came from.
Okay. Where it came from? It started between Christmas and New Year. I think it was the Tuesday before the new year. So say 2, maybe 3 days before the end of the year. And I'd finished a massive day. So it was about 7:30. I was in the office at 5 o'clock. I'd run appointments from 6:30 till about 6:30. I dealt with some significant cases where people had been horrifically abused, and there was people talking end of life and those sorts of things, because Christmas is a tough time. And I had to get on. You know, I had to change my physical state to get myself mentally in a better place, mm-hmm. because it was wearing on me.
Yeah.
So I jumped on my bike, which I've got on a wind trainer. So it's a stationary setup that I've got in the office here.
And Jamie literally has this bike opposite his work desk. It's in his office.
Yeah, absolutely. Jumped on the bike and did a 45-minute spin. I was literally gassed at the end of it, struggling for breath, dripping with sweat. I'd had a pool of water on the mats underneath it, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. I wanted to create shift in my life. And you go, people often say, where does that start? And I go, start with the things that you can control. There's so many moving parts in your life that you feel are out of control. Let's control what we can control. When you do that, you start building self-trust, which comes into self-respect, which gives you self-worth, which gives you self-love. It empowers you in other areas of your life. And there's things that I needed to address in my life. And I got off that bike and I was so motivated. I had visions while I was on the bike of where I wanted to take my life. And when I got off that bike, I was like pumping the air and I'm like, fuck yeah. Yeah, I am going to make 2021 the year of my life. Nothing is going to stop me. And I was so fucking motivated. And in that state of dripping with sweat, motivation, I happened to glance to the side, you know, where my phone was sitting on the desk, and I went, fuck yeah, TikTok, here we go. Have I got a fucking idea for you? Right. And I grabbed that phone and did a post, right? 30-day challenge, who's joining me? You know, mindset, exercise, nutrition, we're going to do the whole thing. You want to change your life? You come on this 30-day. In almost an instant, I had 200 replies going, fuck yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
And I'm
That's
like-
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah, that was really, really, really awesome. But see, you know, half an hour later when I had stopped sweating, stopped pumping the air, got changed, calmed down, fatigue started setting in, you know, drove home, you know, which is only 5 minutes around the corner, walked in the door, you know, looked at my phone, 200, yes, I'm in. And I'm like, I don't have a 30-day program.
But that's your, this is where you thrive.
It is where I thrive.
Yeah.
And it is my style.
Yeah.
Right. Where, you know, that's why so many of my TikToks are when I'm sweating or when I'm in the gym and I'm panting and puffing or when I'm out walking.
Yeah.
Is because that change of physical state takes me to a place that's so amazing.
Yeah.
Hence why when people say to me, Jamie, you know, when I'm anxious, when I'm depressed, when I'm struggling, when I'm suffering from trauma, when I'm triggered, what do? I go, the first thing you do is change your physical state.
When's the last time that you were in that specific physical state where you had, how did you describe it? You said that you were in the zone and you were thinking, like you could see clearly what you were going to do for the next.
Absolutely. Listen, I train at a particular level. So I will actually push myself to a breaking point. And there's a moment where I'm going to either break, right? Which is more than acceptable because I've done my training, right? But something clicks in me and it goes, oh, is that all you've got, bitch? It doesn't matter what I say. I'm going to do 10 more minutes.
Mm.
And the body's going, you're, everything's burning. Everything's on fire. You're gassed out. You know, your water bottle's empty.
Mm.
And I'm like, fucking man up, right? And I then dig and I push hard. And I will. And if I say 10 minutes, not a hope in hell it's 10 minutes, right? Because I go, that's a cop out too. You know, I go, I can push. One of the things I learned is the mind can take you so much further than the body will tell you that's possible.
Mm,
so when the human body says, I am done, I think you're at 40%.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? And I learned that lesson years ago. You see, where does confidence come from? It comes from succeeding in something, right? If I go beat your ass, throw you on the ground and go, right, you know, you reckon you can now tackle the hardest thing you've ever done? You go, I'm actually feeling whooped right now, right? Well, when you've pushed yourself and actually done something above and beyond what you thought was possible, you've lived up to the word that you've said you're going to do, you're congruent to your word, you've actually driven and pushed to a point where everything has said stopped and you've gone, bullshit, keep going, right? It takes you to this place that makes all of a sudden, it lifts that glass ceiling.
Mm.
Because the glass ceiling is bullshit that society has put around us, right? It's the limits. Where do limits come from, right? The reality is we're brought up in a society where people make bullshit, piss-weak excuses. And they don't like the bullshit, piss-weak excuses that they've made. So then what they do is they then recruit others to believe in this level of weakness because then they get affirmation that their excuse, their weakness is okay. And then that grows because what's the easiest thing to recruit for? Something that's easy.
So do you have a specific example? I'm just trying to think.
All right, here's an example. The 4 a.m.ers, right? I say to people, right, I'm recruiting, right? The goal is once your alarm goes off, I want you to hit snooze. And then I want you to find that snuggly little warm spot and I want you to embrace that warm spot and just sit in that comfort for as long as you choose. I'm going to get a lot of people on board, right?
Mm, mm.
Easy to recruit for that.
Okay.
So there's your excuses group, right? Then you've got those that go, right, you want to get something done? Yeah, I want to get something done. Good, no problem. 4 o'clock tomorrow morning, meet me out in the middle of the ice field. It's pissing with rain. It's stinking hot, whatever it is, rain, hail, shine, storm. I don't give a shit what it is. We are there 365 days a year. Never hit snooze. 4 a.m. every morning. Meet me there. People are like, no thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell me, who's going to be the more successful bunch of people?
Well, okay, if I like that, and I, because I'm the same as you, I would be like, yeah, that sounds fun. Like, I'm down for that mental challenge. I'm down to push myself, and I'm down to learn something about myself. I wanted to bring it back to something that's more accessible for people. So that is a process that you've identified that you. So when you were talking about pushing yourself on your bike,
yeah,
that's something you've done a lot. Saying that people need to toughen up and just go out and do stuff and be present,
not
and do
stupid it, up.
But just be consistent.
Yes.
Yes. Be consistent.
Massive difference between toughing up and stupiding up.
What are small steps that they can take that can change how they get into physical health?
Yeah, absolutely. First thing is to have a clear purpose. What are you trying to achieve? Right? And I want it beyond losing weight. Right? Because losing weight, you really struggle to get out of bed because you want to lose weight.
So losing weight should just be a nice byproduct.
It's a byproduct of it.
Okay.
right? You look at the health and fitness benefits, you know, if you can develop, you know, a better, blood circulation in your body, if you can get your heart and lungs healthier, you know, if you can create a better life for yourself that way, with a purpose, you know, I tell everyone to do a purpose statement and you do the same thing, right? And it's to understand the bigger reason. But from a health perspective, you're going, there's so much more to life. Control what you can control so you can control you. So find that purpose, right? And part of the purpose, you start breaking it down. Yeah, I want to create weight loss, right? Absolutely. And quite often, hold yourself accountable to someone else. Hence why we've started this network.
Right.
Right? So you're not doing it alone.
Right, okay.
Doing it alone can be really, really difficult. It's isolating. It's, you know, who do you, when you're beginning and you don't have the ability to kick your own ass, who's going to kick your ass? You know, when you're going to falter, where do you go for the motivation, the inspiration, the dedication? When you're not sure what to cook tonight, where do you go to share different meals? You know, where do you learn beyond just Googling random shit and going down a rabbit warren, you know, when you can be connected to a network that is helping you, you know? And then it's about taking first steps. What have you done in the past? What weight are you, you know? You know, what are your ailments? You know, we've got people that, you know, one of the women, cop this, in the 30-day challenge, is 72 years old.
Really?
And when she wrote, I am 72 years old, right, she went, don't let age fool you.
Wow, that's awesome.
In other words, she's sending me a message going, please don't rule me out because I'm 72. I will still go whoop ass.
That's so cool.
So we've got from 16 years old, is the youngest person, to 72 years old.
Damn.
Funnily enough, our average age is 42 years old. You know, there's an average age of somewhere around there, but people are sort of, you know, on average getting to this point in life. You know, they've done, 42 years old is an age where you go, you're getting to the other side of parenting. Marriages, relationships, breakdowns, traumas, sufferance, you know, professional lives, all those sorts of things. It's around that midlife crisis type, if you like, age where people are looking for, they're going, what I've been currently doing isn't working for me and I need some sort of shift in my life and I don't know. The squeaking.
I was like, is it coming up inside the recording?
You know, I don't know where to go from here. Please help. That's what that tells you, you know.
Mm. So you mentioned before that it's super important to have purpose if you're going to do these small steps. You got to commit. That's all you do. You got to be present every day.
Yep.
You just got to do it. It doesn't matter how small it is or how small you think it is, because the small thing isn't the issue. It's the big thing is that you just do that thing every day. So
like you look at weight loss, right? Which is a number one of the number one things. People do it for mental health. They do it for a whole heap of things.
Yeah.
And you're going, it's to better your life.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense to, like, if that was a valid argument, then a lot of people would not have issues with weight.
Correct. Hence why mindset that you keep telling me I can't talk about.
Okay. No, we'll get to the mindset. We'll get to it.
It's mindset is key, but the purpose, understand your purpose. What I'm saying is like,
so how do you understand your purpose? How do you get to that point? How can you dig deep to find out what your purpose is that you can exercise for it?
It's one of those areas where purpose isn't that easy. You know that. You know, there's a process you go through. If anyone wants a hand with that, but it's a process that you go through to find purpose. But I'm just saying, but boil it down to just a base level, right? Where you're wanting to take control, you know, take control of your life and create positive shift within your world. If that can be enough, right? Versus going, I'm losing weight. In other words, you're telling yourself you're fat all the time.
So if you say that thing, you can create positive change in your life just by doing something every day.
Correct. I want to take control. A lot of these people don't have control.
What would that something be? Like what could be? Just so we can keep
it. What could something be? One of the individuals that was doing the 30-day challenge and stopped was in a wheelchair.
Okay.
Right? So, no, he couldn't do steps.
Right.
However, he could wheel himself wherever he wanted to go.
Yeah.
Right? So, that effort. So, it's horses for courses.
Yeah.
You know, 10,000 steps to a 72-year-old woman may be too many.
Right.
Right? So it's the equivalent. How would you calculate the pro rata of 10,000 steps to someone like that? You have someone that's 100 kilo overweight.
Yeah.
You're not necessarily going to start them at 10,000 steps a day because it's too much for their joints. So then it does become very specific.
Okay.
Hence the network.
Right.
Hence the network, you know, where we're creating a space where they can ask questions.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 170 kilo. I'm 5'5". You know, I'm finding this very, it's like, whoa, okay, you actually need some additional support. to create something more appropriate for yourself. You know, those that have, you know, respiratory issues, you're not going to get them doing that type of thing. So you've got to find other ways to do it.
So I think you can comment on something really interesting here. Everyone's going to have their own limit.
Yes.
And that limit is something that you need to find.
Yes.
Right. Now, if you're dealing with becoming more physically healthy, you need to approach that limit and find it and go over it. Kind of similar to what you described before. Your limit to me is quite, okay, we'll put it in the category of extreme. You need to push yourself. And that's because
I've trained my entire life.
You're practicing that. Yeah. Yeah. So the thing that I find interesting in the intersection between here is that those people, say morbidly obese, sure, people in a wheelchair, like, what do they need to do to get themselves so they can get to that limit? Like, how do they approach that limit?
Yeah, stop bullshitting to yourself. Like, the first thing, and it's mindset. Mindset tells them they can't.
Right.
Right? So you look at it and you go, you know, you've got to flip the mindset to can, right? And it's got to go from problem to solution.
And that's where the purpose comes in.
Right.
Okay.
Because the purpose will help you do that.
Right.
But when if you want to go and look for the problem and go, oh, Jamie, you told me to do a burpee. I've got a damaged knee. So, well, then I can't do this program. Cop out. Excuse. Bullshit.
Yeah. And right? I love that mention before where you say there are people that support weakness.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then they're going to talk.
Right.
You know, oh, I've got a bit. Oh, yeah, me too. And yeah, that's crazy. You know, the tasks they've set you to do are too difficult. Da, 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 da.
Right.
Right.
Whereas someone with a positive mind would be like, oh, yeah, my knee's buggered. You know what? I'm going to do this exercise instead and replace it
what
with this.
What else can I do? Can I go and do some form of water therapy?
Yeah.
Can I get in the water and do running on the spot in the water? It's not going to damage your knee. You know, punching in the water. Yeah. There's a whole swimming. You know, with, you know, when you've got bad backs and swimming and those sorts of things, you put a float between your legs. Oh, well, that means, I mean, I don't have time to do that. Bullshit. Bullshit. You choose to dedicate your time elsewhere.
Mm.
When I say I'm going to push my body like this, I'm in complete control.
Mm.
It's a mindset thing I'm doing. I'm not trying to push through a broken knee, a broken this, a broken that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pushing through a broken mind.
Right.
Right? So it's the type of thing, it's where, why am I riding in my office? I have broken so much of my body. I can't do so many things. And that actually that provides me with the right level of exercise where I'm not impacting my body and damaging the things that I've already broken.
Mm.
Right? I can't run.
Mm.
I used to run. I was a champion runner, right? And I don't run because running compresses my spine where I can do it on the bike. So I found an alternative.
Mm.
How did I get to the point where I could do that? Well, I did significant rehabilitation. I did 2 years of PT doing Pilates, right? I hated Pilates, right? The more I got into it, the more I actually liked it, the more I learnt about it.
Mm.
You know, so my rehabilitation was a long process. I went to a physio. I paid for the physio to take me to the gym. He taught me the exercises to build my core. As I built my core, I increased my weights and did all these sorts of things. So there's a smart process to go through, right?
How do you think that would look for someone who hasn't got a physical, they haven't broken or an injury, they've got something, they've never done exercise before?
Yeah.
Like, how many people have never gone to that limit before? Push themselves?
Most of the population.
Yeah. So, like, how would they now approach that? How would they find that for themselves without worrying about they're going to step over and break themselves?
Well, find something that you enjoy doing. That's one of the most – you want to do something time and time and time and time again. Like, if you can find something you enjoy doing, it's a type of thing where you go, if you hate running and you hate it to death, right, why design your program around running?
Mm.
If you're one of the people who go, I hate exercise, okay, well – guess what, princess? You're going to hate some of this shit.
But how can those people turn that around?
Well, again, mindset.
Right.
Mindset. Instead of focusing on what you hate, focus on the result. Focus on what it gives you.
Right.
When I do this, it does that for me.
Right.
Right. You want to look like this particular body type, you know, and this could be, I might be talking to a mother that's had 3 kids and she's going, I'm not looking to, you know, trying to look like a 21-year-old skinny mini. I've got no interest in that. What I want to look like, you know, is that healthy mum over there.
Mm.
You know, the one in the one-piece bathing suit, right, that goes, yes, I've had children. I look beautiful for it, right? I want to get to there. But at the moment, I've got to shed 20 kilos before I look like that. I have no confidence to get out in the open, you know? And it's about just constantly stepping it up. So when you start taking notes and you go, okay, I don't know where my limit is. So today, I'm going to walk. And I'm going to go for a walk for argument's sake, walking, right? And I'm going to go, wow, I just did 1 kilometer and I'm nearly dead, right? Well, you'll make it home. That I can guarantee you.
Mm.
So you realize, you go, okay, I was dead at one, but I actually did do 2, right? So then go and do another 2K walk tomorrow, right? Mm. And then start extending it, right? Yeah. Do you know what? Day two, day three, day four, you're going to be sore. But recognize you're just sore. Keep moving.
So I like that, and I reckon that's good for an episode. Just to tie it off quickly, the positive effects of physical activity, and you can include mental stuff. Like all of them. Think of everything.
All right. The positive effects of physical activity is it gives you purpose. It gives you meaning. It makes you healthier. It helps your cardiovascular system. It reduces your blood pressure. You know, it helps you focus better on your nutrition because there's a purpose behind eating clean. It educates you. It educates you on different activities, different exercises. It educates you on your body. It lets you understand your body types and what you can and can't do. It pushes your mindset. It grows your mindset, right? When you start pushing through areas that you didn't think you can do and realize you can, it shifts limits. It helps you realize that the world is a bigger place than you thought it was. It helps you realize that your potential is larger than you thought it was, right? It opens the world up to you in so many different ways. It increases your energy levels. When you have increased energy levels, you actually can achieve more during your day. So if you can achieve 10% more in your day, the end of a year, you've just gained a month, a bit over a month extra in activity. Put that over 10 years, right? You've just gained a year, right?
That's just the natural default. That's just what happens.
It's a natural default. So there's so many advantages of doing it. You know, it helps you recognize, it helps you trust yourself because you have to push through pain. You have to push through when you're tired. You set alarm clocks and actually have to get out before just being lazy, right? So you start trusting yourself. When you trust yourself and you actually do what you're saying you do and you start seeing results, you start respecting yourself. What is the big thing that I'm about? It's about rebuilding self-worth into people. It's about igniting their potential into meaningful action. Well, that's what this is. You know, why do I do that? What's meaningful action? It's to transform your life into meaning for yourself through action. Why? So you can live a life of freedom, fulfillment and gratitude.
And you know what I love about that is you can't fault it.
You can't.
If you're just working on your mindset, if you're working on psychology, emotion, you have to sit down and think about it and work that through. You don't always get the solution. It's hard. It takes time. Yeah. But physical activity, you just, like you said, just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah. Just consistent commitment.
100%. If my goal was to take one step every day, right? And I did that every single day. In 300 days, I'll have taken 300 steps. That's where I will be, right? Now let's look at the person that makes excuses, that recognizes, oh, I'm a little bit sore, I'm a little bit tired, I'm a little bit busy, my kid did this, I did that, my husband this, blah, 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 my girlfriend that, right? And you go, there was 57 other days, you know, that they didn't do that one step. They are now 57 steps behind.
Yeah, and what does healthy physical activity look like? It's a
strong mindset.
Let's just say that it's not a strong mindset. It's a developing mindset.
It's a growth mindset.
Yeah, it's where your mindset is constantly doing the next thing that feels natural to you.
It's a forward-moving mindset where your mindset is looking forward. It's looking at solution. It's looking at possibility. It's looking at opportunity.
Yeah.
That's the shifting moment in your life.
I like that. That was great. We've got some fodder for next episode.
Do you just use the standard end?
No, we're going to make the end. We'll just do the end right now.
Yeah, let's go.
Everybody, as per usual, thank you so much for listening to the Fuck Therapy podcast. My name is Rob Cott. I'm hanging out with Jamie Ryder.
Really appreciate you joining us and for giving us the time and providing us the level of support you're providing. When we're in here doing the recordings, we actually feel like we're talking to some amazing people and we're blessed for that opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. If you want to find out what Jamie's up to, you can head over to his website at jamieryder.com.au, and his social handles are jamieryder04 on Instagram and Instagram and TikTok. And if you want to find out what I'm getting up to...
You are doing some amazing stuff. The containers here, I've had a few people pop into the office have now seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, cool. What sort of things are they saying?
What the fuck is that?
That is perfect. I love that.
And as soon as I say, oh, this is Rob, they go, oh, Rob, he's the great man.
No, they don't say that.
And then they're like, and I say it's going to be a tiny home.
Right.
They're all got a million questions.
Right. Do they ever ask about why it's got no roof on it?
A couple of people have said that, and I've just explained to them the reasons why.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So when people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
You can just head over to my website, robcott.com.
What about your YouTube?
And you can head over to my YouTube as well. T is for tiny. I'm really dialing in my style, actually. I'm really enjoying it.
Lovely.
So I'll just keep doing that. And I've had some nice feedback from that as well. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's awesome.
And Jamie?
Well, everyone, remember that tomorrow is the first day of the rest of your life. Whether you believe you can or you can't, you are always right. And stay strong.